Lord, before the pastor comes, let's stand on our feet and we'll sing it. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He.
Let's talk about
God, isn't God good? God is good. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. Let's turn in our Bibles to Exodus 28, verse 7 and 8. And I want to just say a few things more about the high priest garments. And found it difficult to get everything together that I wanted because an hour here and an hour there, and I didn't get the time I wanted, and I didn't want to get too much. Then I was thinking about this thought on these colours and had to leave it because it's another message and it's just so much, but maybe the Lord will just help us tonight. And I really was blessed with the testimonies this morning and the singing. I'll tell you what, that sister can sing, that sang this morning, we need to get her singing more. Amen. And the brother as well, her husband. I'll tell you. Now, I want you to think of that sister singing. And I want you to think of her husband singing. Then I want you to think of 3,000 people like that. And the music going. And them singing in Africa. What type of meeting you're in then. And I tell you, that's what it's like. And it's powerful, the singing. And then they might sing a verse in English. And then they maybe sing a verse in Shona. And I tell you, I think you've went to heaven when you hear them singing it. And then you go away down to our place over there. And it's a different language again. And it's so strange when you hear it, you think I'm making it up. You think it can't be real, but it is real. And it's so amazing, the different languages and people God's made all over the world, and people's getting saved everywhere, isn't it great? God's a God of variety, isn't it? Praise God. Let's read this verse 7 and 8 of Exodus 28. And it's a lot warmer in here tonight, but don't fall asleep. Seeing that it's warmer, praise God. And it shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof. And so it shall be joined together on the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be off the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, of purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. And we're going to go to Exodus 39, verse 4 and 5. And we're going to read again. They made shoulder pieces for it, to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, that was upon it was of the same according to the work thereof. Here's the colors again of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. 26 times, I believe it is, in Exodus alone are these colors mentioned. And every time they're mentioned in the same order. Now, that's another message. I know what it is, but I'm not going to go into it tonight because I have too much hay on the fork. If I start to do that, I'll be down. But it's good. It's all good. It's all about the Lord. Everything's about the Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. And let's keep remembering those that need our prayers at this time also. Praise God. Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, for your love and your truth that you've showed toward each and every one of us. Father, you're such a merciful God. I will thank you for the testimonies we heard this morning of people that get saved. And Lord, we're reminded again this evening that you came to save no one but sinners. We bless your name tonight that you didn't call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Heavenly Father, we pray for everyone that testified and sang this morning. You'll bless them and their families and answer all their prayers. And Lord, we pray for the hands that's raised here tonight, that you'll answer every prayer and meet every need. For we're asking it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as our brother prayed and said this morning, we place between ourselves and the enemy and over all that we're praying for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. We rebuke the devourer of our lives. And over all those that's near and dear to us, we rebuke the enemy of our souls tonight. And we pray for the moving of the Holy Ghost and the protection of the Lord tonight. Father, we ask for the move of God amongst us this evening and in our lives and homes, in Jesus' precious name. Touch your sister Eileen, we pray. Touch Andrea, David, West, and his dad. We ask for every one of them this evening, and for George and Winifred this evening, and for Brother Larry this evening. And Lord, we pray for others tonight that couldn't be here, maybe some backslid. We pray you'll restore them and renew them. And we pray for your own people that you'll stir them and revive them, every one of us, in the midst of the years. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I pray you'll divide to us the word of God, that you'll help us to see in these high priest garments the greatest high priest of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, who entered in once and for all to bear the sins of many. Lord, we bless your name tonight. We praise your lovely name, Lord Jesus. Bless and touch your people now. And Lord, for anyone that's not saved, may they get saved. May you move upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, may be seated. Praise God. Maybe as I go, our brother will put up the picture again of this high priest garments and this ephod. And as I go along, you can put it together. And the ephod seems to have been made from different pieces joined together at the shoulders, bound to the high priest by the girdle or the belt. And there's a belt, or a sash goes round his waist, but this ephod goes up over his shoulders, and then there's two stones on the top of them shoulders. Now you see under them two stones, there's engraven six names under the one on the left and six names under the one on the right. And I'll tell you, the very names of God's people, that's the children of Israel, there's 12 tribes, 12 names. They're carried and they're engraved under them stones and them shoulders. And they're carried on the shoulders. And the Bible says that he bears us up on his shoulders. And not only they engraved the shoulders in that high priest, but the Bible says we are engraved into the very palms of his hands. We are engraved. The Lord's holding us up tonight. And I tell you, this is a great truth tonight. And I'm going to say this evening. You might think, I'll take a break away. I'll not come to church. But that's a lie of the devil. The place you want to be for a break's church. Because the Bible says he gives rest to his people. And it's the word of God can over you that'll affect you. But if you stay away from it, it can't do it. That's the devil's work. The devil keeps people away from the word of God. He doesn't bring them to it. That's his trick. And he's a liar. And let's not let him coddlywinkle us. For he is a deceiver. It's not right. But God blesses us. Praise God. These shoulders on the butt is found in the high priest's girdle or his belt. And the word translated here, and you read it in one of our scriptures here, curious girdle, and it's not usually used in scripture here for girdle. It is really used to express this part of the ephod, and it is a Hebrew word expressing a curious device or an embroidery. And this is a curious device. It's an embroidery. It's a making that God has given a man the wisdom to make. And you know, we said the other night in about the gold was beaten down flat and there was threads made out of it. And you've read these colours that's in it and all these colours in it, and then it's woven together. And now I want you to think of this girdle or any of these garments. You know, think of your coat, the way that moves here, right? Now think of this. You put the woven thread of the gold through it and you won't move it as easy. It'll make it a bit harder to move. It'll give it a strong substance. And there is a substance tonight in these garments. There's a strength. And there is a strength in the Lord Jesus Christ, because God's in him. God is in him. And God is in him for to reconcile the world unto himself. And the Bible says he overcame the devil in the flesh, for God was in him. Hallelujah. And not only is God in him, when we're born again and we're filled with the Spirit of God, God's in us. And there's a strength in us so that we're not easily folded, because that golden thread runs right through. And it's not just representative of the Lord Jesus, but the believer as well has a strength from the Lord. And I tell you, we need that strength, don't we? And may the Lord give us his strength. Now it seems to have been a belt for a bound this ephod to the high priest rather than a girdle to strengthen them. Look at Exodus 29:5. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod. And the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him. Here's this phrase. And gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. Leviticus 8, verse 7. And he put upon him the coat, and girded him with a girdle, and clothed him with a robe, and put the ephod upon him, and girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. And the belt was used to connect the ephod with the person that wore it, as it to impart to him the virtues it contained. Now I want to look for a moment at this belt again and this ephod briefly before I move on to the breastplate. And we know that he that has girded himself shows that he stands ready for service. Now didn't God say to Job, gird up now your loins like a man? And when Job girded himself up, God starts to talk to him and say to him, command you me, command the Lord. And I tell you, this priest, when he puts these garments on and he's girded, he's ready for service. And I tell you, when we get the righteousness of Jesus Christ and we get this gold and all these things that the Bible's speaking about, we're ready for service. We're girded for service. And the Lord wants us ready for service. And weren't you blessed this morning? Now, many people, you maybe never think, but they could say anything, but they did, and God blessed them. And you see, you should never underrate any of God's people, because God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty. And even her brother said, maybe he felt in himself, He's tearful in different things. But remember this. Remember Jeremiah in the Bible was known as a weeping prophet. And a mighty prophet he was, but he was known as the weeping prophet. And the eagle, when you heard Bob preaching the eagles, and the eagle hit the rock and he wept. But God heard him. A strong eagle always cries. And I tell you, when people's weeping in the meeting, it's better than maybe them laughing. And maybe we need a bit more weeping. But now I'm not talking about an act. I'm talking about the real thing. And I tell you, this splendid girdle typifies of the high priest's ministry. It is called the curious girdle, and was made of the same material as the ephod robe. Executed in embroidery work, it characterizes the unique, perfect ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at this here, and for me, when I look at this priest and all these garments, it's beautiful. The colors are beautiful. That's another thing when you go to Zimbabwe. Here, we sort of dress, believe, in plain here. But the women over there, they like the bright colors, I'll tell you. And they look good. And here, when you look at this high priest, these are outstanding colors. And when we get to the breastplate and the stones in them, they're all different colors. And I tell you, they stand out. And I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ stands out. His beauty stands out. His beauty shines above all. He's beautiful. The Bible calls him the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the first of 10,000 to my soul. Beautiful. And I tell you, this is a wonderful picture of the perfect humanity of Christ. He took upon himself at that moment the form of a servant to enable his own to have fellowship with him. In John 13, you read all about it. The Lord lowered himself a little lower than the angels. He took upon him the form of a man. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He became a servant, that we could become kings and priests. You hear me tonight? That's why he became a servant. There's a lot of people who want to be at the top, but the Lord went to the bottom so that we could come in and be kings and priests unto the Lord. Today in glory, the Lord Jesus Christ wears the magnificent girdle of the ephod as our high priest. 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. He's in the glory praying for us tonight. Now, there's this breastplate, and I'm only hitting the highlights on these things. There's a lot more could be said. You could take a meeting on every one of these things. The breastplate. This breastplate was 9 inches square, they reckon, and was formed with a cunning work of gold, blue, purple, scarlet. Exodus 29, again, the colors and the order. It was not to be loosed from the ephod. It is therefore typical of something which belongs to Christ as our mediator. And I want you to know tonight, we cannot be loosed from the Lord. And we have no other mediator, only the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is our one and only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. I was blessed when John shared the testimony of his father-in-law that he come to the Lord. And they all, unknown to myself, I'd mentioned in the meeting of a man that put up a thing about water baptism. And he had everybody excluded from heaven if they never had been in water. But I thank God tonight, water saves nobody. But the Lord Jesus does. The Bible says in Romans and Acts and Joel, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By faith alone in Christ alone are we saved. Now, if you've got the time and you're here and you obey the scriptures, you will get baptized in water. But if you haven't got the time, you won't. And you won't have time for it. You won't need it anyhow. If you've got the Lord, you'll be saved. But it amazes me how we have so many high priests of the natural today that sit in big chairs answering questions. And they put people into hell, they put people out. But little do they know, they've no authority to do either. It's the Lord that does all that. And I tell you, the Bible says, none have I lost, O Father, that thou hast given me. Isn't that the song says? Some through the water, some through the floods, but all through the blood. That's the important thing. It's the blood. They have to all come through the blood, the cleanser. Now, it was not to be loosed from the epod, it is therefore typical of our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these 12 stones were set in its four rows on this high priest's garment. You can see them. One for each tribe of Israel bearing their names. And thus the high priest carried the people of God in his bosom, written in his heart. And I tell you, he bears us up on his shoulders and he carries us in his heart. Amen. God so loved the world. That's the heart of love right there. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a precious thought for everyone redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They're ever remembered by him, and they are ever before him. So the Lord remembers us tonight, and we're ever before the Lord. And the idea that the devil will come and tell you God's forgot you, the pastor's forgot you, and the pastor might, he's only a man. But the Lord will never forget you. And you see, you can get yourself into a weak circle where everybody's again you. But sure, the Lord's with you. It'll not matter who's again you. I'd rather have the Lord than anything. Amen. When the Lord's with us, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. That's the Lord we want, isn't it? Our place with him is on the heart. And I'll tell you, John used to lay in his bosom over the heart, held up before God and never accepted in him. The priest could not lay off the breastplate. Listen to this. He couldn't lay off the breastplate without stripping himself of his glory, of his garments of glory. And I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ laid down all its magnificent glory and went the whole way to the cross, stripped himself of all. Do you realize that? And God even turned his back on him. And he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? So that we could be saved. But he's not stripped tonight no more. Wasn't he made naked on the tree? And Galatians says, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. I tell you, the Lord Jesus, these glorious garments, if the Lord casts away his people, he casts his own glory of the redeeming. You cannot be cast away. You can no more be lost than the Lord can be lost. You realize that tonight. I like what Spurgeon said, and Brother Brian mentioned it here some years ago. I read it myself as well. Spurgeon says, the reality of the blood of Jesus is this, that it saves you from the sins of your past, your present, and your future sins. It does a full work. Full work. If the Lord casts away his people, he casts away his own glory of redeeming. But he's the Son of God, isn't he, tonight? Christ, glorious character, and his people are bound together. He will not be in glory and leave me behind. Or you behind. These stones had all different colors. The people of God may possess very different gifts and spheres of usefulness, all different. But they were all one in the breastplate, all alike, near the priest, all one in Christ. But one thing we must notice here, that is the shoulder pieces. And these shoulder pieces is holding it all together. This breastplate and everything up on these shoulders. And what about these stones of righteousness on the left shoulder of the high priest? The precious stones. Six names are engraved on each stone. A total of 12, the number of the tribes of Israel. The entire nation was carried on the shoulders of the high priest today. The Lord Jesus Christ carries all who belong to them.
all the people of God on his strong shoulders, just as God, the good shepherd, carries the lamb on his shoulders, bringing it home. And I tell you, he'll leave the 99, and he'll go after the one that nobody would think about. He'll go after that one to carry them home, to bring them home. The Lord will go after that one. Isn't he wonderful? The Lord Jesus Christ is tonight. He's wonderful. Praise God. Then you have this mitre. This was the bead piece or the holy crown of the priest. It was made of fine white linen and had a plate of pure gold forefront with these solemn words clearly engraven upon it. In Exodus 39 verse 30, we'll read it. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote upon it a writing like the engraving of the signet, holiness to the Lord. And you know, when you look at this pure gold, and it's upon his crown and it's over his forehead, because here is the mind of God. Jesus Christ had the mind of God. He was God in flesh. He is deity. This gold always speaks of deity in the Bible. And I want to say again this evening, I said it before, I don't just believe Jesus was deity, but I believe he was supreme deity. That God was actually in him, reconciling the world to himself. While the truth taught here is a deeply humbling one, it is also comforting. This holy crown was put upon Aaron that he might bear the iniquity of the holy things. Think of that for a moment. There is that in our most holy things which mar. There's someone that can purify. You know, the character, everything. But our representative is crowned with holiness. And we're in him, that is true. We're in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Aaron was the representative of the people. And most significantly added, shall be always upon his forehead. Always upon the forehead. I'll tell you what. That they may be accepted before the Lord. Exodus 28, 38. You can read it. Who is he that condemneth? In Romans 8, 34. It says, who's he that condemneth? You know, Romans 8, verse 1 says, there's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And we're in Christ Jesus tonight. Who can condemn us? Then you read it on. Neither depth, neither height, nor things present, nor things to come. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Where is it? In Christ Jesus. The love of God's not in a church. The love of God's not in a building or a movement. The love of God's in Christ Jesus. That's why it's so important that people get Christ. That's a statement that William Branham made. He said, people are not getting to Christ. They're joining up movements and things, but they're not getting to Christ. Now, when a man's dying, he needs to get to Christ. And if he gets to Christ, he'll not die. Oh, his flesh might go and be put in a grave. When he's got Christ, he'll live again. He'll live again. Thank God for tonight. Who's he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather it is risen again. Who's even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Romans 8, 34. Who shall separate us from the love of him who bound us? Where? To the shoulders? Were you seeing these stones and this girdle? And the heart with the cords of love over the heart. All these things speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm nothing, but he's everything. Of myself, I can only say unclean, but he is holiness unto the Lord. The scripture says, and this here says, holiness unto the Lord. And our high priest tonight is holiness unto the Lord. We're not looking for someone to be, please God, he's already done it. We're not looking for someone for God to accept. He's already accepted him. And we are accepted in the beloved. Because of his righteousness tonight. Abide in him. You're complete in him. Ye and him are perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Hebrews 6, 18 to 20. Let's read it. Do you believe tonight you're complete in him? Do you believe you're entire in him? Wanting nothing. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know the week ahead. Forget about the week. What would you worry about a week for when you're going to spend the millennium reign with them? 1,000 years. And you'll only be getting started at the end of it. There's a whole eternity. Hebrews 6, 18 to 20. By two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled to refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. So we have a high priest tonight forever, after the order of Melchizedek. I'm going to close. I'm not going to go to the next part. It's the Urim and the Thummim. And if I go into it, then I'll go on too long, maybe. I don't want to do that. And if you're sitting saying, I want to hear more, that's the point I need to stop at. I don't want to be preaching when you said, I wish I was out of here. He went on too long. But the Urim and the Thummim, I'll tell you, it's powerful, isn't it? Now, if you remember when we preached about David and Saul, and you remember where they went in to see about the Urim and the Thummim, and Samuel, and when we went through the books of Samuel, and we talked about the Urim and Thummim and part of that, and we're going to go into that more, this Urim and the Thummim, these mysterious stones that were connected, this breastplate, and it would seem that they were used when making special inquiry of the Lord. Numbers 27, verse 21. 1 Samuel 28, verse 6. And you can see it in so many scriptures, the Urim and the Thummim. Now I have to go back a bit. I preached in this a long time before, and I discovered when I preached in this before, it's a long time ago, I don't even remember myself when it was. But there were secret pockets in this breastplate and these garments. There were secret pockets woven into these garments. And some of the old preachers, they couldn't see for these Urim and Thummim were. Some of the old preachers believed they were kept in these secret pockets. Then they were brought out. Now, there's one thing we do know tonight. The Lord knows every secret. Isn't that right? And you know, God knows every secret about every single one of us. He knows all about us. And I tell you, that's why it's so important that when we are alone, that we get on our knees and we get down before the Lord. But pray all to Him. Tell Him everything. For He knows it. And I tell you, we have a friend. And not go and tell the neighbor next door or anything like that. Isn't it great that you have a priest tonight you have confidence in? Confidence in. A priest is for your good. A priest that you can go to, and he's for your good. That he'll help you. That he'll strengthen you. That he'll encourage you. And he'll carry on his shoulders. And he'll keep you close in his heart. Thank God for tonight. And I tell you, just as this crown was over his forehead, we need the mind of God. How are we going to have the mind of God? His word. This is the only way we can know the mind of God, is by the word of God. How will we know the will of God? Here's his will. Here's God's will. What's God's will for me? It's in this book. If I'm sick, what's God's will? Mark 16, lay hands on the sick, shall recover. You can go on into James, call the elders of the church, anoint with oil, and prayer, faith will raise them up. It's in the book. That's God's will. What's God's will, beloved? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. That's God's will. It's God's will to do us good. Thank God for tonight. Let's stand on our feet, and I'm going to pray, and our brother's going to come, and you pray for the service that lay ahead of Brother Samuel's going to be preaching next Sunday night. Pray for the meetings. And that the Lord will help us. There's a few new things what I'm trying to find out. You think you know it all, but you don't know the half of it. And then you go at it again and you look at it again. And boy, isn't the Bible some book? Some book, praise God. You pray the Lord will help us. I don't know a lot about these things, but I'm learning as I go. And I'm praying the Lord will help us. Praise God. Just close your eyes and lift your hand up again if you have a need tonight. And I'm going to pray for you again as we close tonight. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord bless you. I tell you, it was wonderful what that testimony Brother John gave this morning. The healings and the salvation. I tell you, isn't God good? God is so good. Prayer works. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight that you indeed are our high priest and you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Lord, I want to thank you for what you've done on the cross. You're a faithful high priest, faithful in everything. Lord, we bring our petitions before you again tonight. We're asking you to, you see every hand that's raised, you know every secret prayer. You know every secret. There's nothing hid from you. You're all known, all sufficient, all able. Father, just pray this evening I'll answer prayer for each hand that's raised in Jesus' precious name. Pray that you'll have your way in each of our lives, in our homes. Help us with our work. Lord, just keep us as the apple of your eye, we pray. We ask again for Israel tonight that you'll bless them, watch over them. Lord, we know how they're hated and false news put out about them. But Lord, we look to you. And you promised Abraham and you can't change it. And it can't be broken. And Lord, we know that you're going to turn again back to Israel and save them in a day. But Lord, ere you turn to Israel, we pray with the caught up, caught away with you, Lord Jesus. But we ask you for loved ones, you'll save them. Moving our sons, moving our daughters, moving our brothers, our sisters, the aunts, the uncles, the husbands, the wives. Place your hand of mercy and grace upon them and save them. In Jesus' precious name. And Father, just have your way in these meetings. Revive us, we pray. As we commit it all to you now, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, your brother Gary Collins.
Well, we're going to try and sing a hymn. We haven't sang it in a while, and maybe there's some hymns we haven't sang in a wee while because I'm trying to sing hymns and keys that the children can join in or that everybody can play. So we're going to sing one tonight. The children maybe haven't played it before, but I'm sure they'll be able to get it. I can't play it myself, but I will have the music for it. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, and Alva, it's the newer version of the newer tune. We haven't sang this in a good wee while, so we'll give it a go. It's in the key of F, is it, sorry? Well, I don't think I can play it, but we'll give it a go at singing it. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained, I count but loss and poor contempt. On all my pride, forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his
God. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Let's do that last verse again. Praise God.
Where the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, soul, my life, my all.
Amen. There's one more we're going to try and then we're going to close. Before the throne of God above. I have a strong and perfect plea.
Strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end to sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul was purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Are they lovely words? Praise God. You know, I hadn't planned to sing that, but you know, it just, you would nearly think they were talking about those high priest garments, aren't it? Because Jesus Christ fulfilled all those. Those garments were a type of the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry and his life. I know it's wonderful to think that we're hid with Christ, praise God, and that we're over his heart, we're in his heart. And one hymn writer wrote the words and said, while he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Let's just bow our heads then and ask God as we go our separate ways. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening, Lord, for the teaching within your word. Lord, how that you were showing forth, Lord, all the things that you were going to do for us, and how, Lord, precious we must be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that you would go to all this effort, Lord, to come down from heaven, Lord, and Lord, to embrace to you a people, Lord, whose heart was not after you, a people, Lord, who went astray and were rebellious and were wicked and, Lord, were totally undeserving. But, Lord, still in your richness and your glory, how you came all the way from glory down to become just like one of us. And how, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, you gave your life a ransom for many. And how, Lord, that you died on our behalf. Oh, God, we thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. For, Lord, you sacrificed your own son. That which was most dearest to you, you gave for us. And, Lord, we appreciate that. Lord, we weren't worthy of it. Lord, we know that. But, Lord, we're so grateful that you've done it, for we realize that without your help, Lord, there would be absolutely no hope for us. Lord, there was no one else could help. Lord, the hymn writer said, when no one but Christ could help, love lifted me. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your love. Lord, your word says that God is love, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, what a wonderful thing it is to know that we don't have to perish. Lord, there is a way out. There is a way of escape, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that way is Jesus Christ alone. And Lord, we want to bless your name this evening. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we pray, Lord, that as we continue on with these services, that you'll continue to reveal yourself more and more to us, Lord, and speak to us, Lord, as we listen to your word. Lord, bless the pastor as he studies upon these things and speak and minister to him afresh and open up things that he hasn't even considered before. For, Lord, the things of God are full of deep treasures and riches. Lord, that we would be blessed, Lord, that you would open up a treasure house to us, Lord, to reveal more of your precious self, that we could appreciate you more and love you more even than we already do. Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, in all these things. And Lord, help us not to be distracted by the things of the world, but Lord Jesus Christ, let our eyes be on thee, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord Jesus, let us be glad. And Lord, your word is a cleanser and a washer. And we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, your word says that now are you sanctified through the words which are spoken unto you. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, as we go from this place, that you'll help us, Lord, to stay clean, Lord, throughout the week, Lord, to continue, Lord, to listen into your word, continue to read your word, continue, Lord, to pray, and Lord, to meditate upon your word, Lord Jesus Christ. Let our thoughts be toward you. And Lord, also, Lord, your word says, Lord, to have compassion one toward another and to bear one another's burdens. Lord, we lift up before you again this evening those, Lord, who's needing help. And Lord, we just trust and pray, Lord, that, Lord, if a time would come where we would need uplifted in prayer, that that would be the case. And Lord, we think of times past when we have needed prayer, when people stood in the gap and prayed for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for that. Lord, help us to be like you, Lord Jesus. You're the great high priest, Lord, who can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And Lord, we just ask you now as we go our separate ways, bless each one in the name of Jesus Christ and grant each one traveling mercies. And may the blood of Jesus Christ cover us as we go from this place and keep us safe throughout the week in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, bless every person, Lord. Meet every need, whether it's financial, Lord. For Tommy, Lord, this evening, we pray, Lord, you'll get him, Lord, a better job, Lord. One where less hours and more money, more time to study, Lord Jesus Christ. And just that, Lord, the cures and the needs of this world won't be overbinding, Lord. But, Lord, that you'll just, Lord, whatever the circumstances need to be, Lord, make it out that it'll go that way in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you can take that which is crooked and you can make it straight. And Lord, the things that seems impossible with men are possible with God. So Lord, we just commit this to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for anyone else, Lord, in a situation of employment, Lord, needing new work or anything, Lord, we just pray, Lord God, you'll grant it and meet the needs in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise for it belongs to thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless us. We go. We'll be back again, Lord willing, this Thursday evening. If you can come along, please come along to the prayer and Bible study. Remember Samuel for next Sunday night as well. Tommy then next Sunday morning. Praise God. So the Lord bless you. us we go. We'll sing the little chorus Aldo was playing when we came in this evening. It is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Amen.
It is no longer I.